People who had to work all day in the paddy fields couldn't afford it. It wasn't until the East India Company and all the rest of those pushers started growing the cheap shit by the ton in India that it started to be anything more than a posh pastime. Suddenly, every Chen, Wong, and Chan was doing it.
Millions of Chinese were by now addicted. Commissioner Lin Zexu told the merchants to stop selling their drugs. They carried on. Lin Zexu blockaded them in Canton and demanded all their opium. 20,000 cases. In each case, 40 balls of opium, each the size of a cannonball. In total, about a year's supply worth £2 million.
Hey, steady on, old chap. It's only a bit of fun. You can't stop progress, you know, march of history and all that.
It was illegal! It was evil! It was immoral! It was Sodom and Gomorrah!
Trust me, as guys, would you buy his heart? How can you justify a donkey making enterprise? The object of the exercise is making them rich!
The object of the exercise is making us rich!
They're a bunch of fakers, they look like undertakers. They won't be happy till we're dying in a ditch. Treating us like mugs, selling us their drugs. Us a fortune till they haven't got a stitch.
Costing them a fortune till they haven't got a stitch. There you have it, the voice of authority.
You think it's jolly, stoned off your jolly, spending all your lolly on dreaming with the dead. It's okay, you lot, spicing up your life. The poppy costs a package and it messes up your head.
The poppy costs a package and it messes up your head.
Try sucking on the pipe for a while. It feels like minutes, but it's actually a mile. Days and weeks pass, and it bloody well shows. Give it a month, you lose your glow, lose your glamour, lose your zing. The skin oil fuckers who start to bleed. Your teeth fall out, and then your hair.
No one will look at you, they wouldn't bloody dare.
No one will look at you, they wouldn't bloody dare.
China is in a bit of a